We are currently joined by Lucian Rice, who's currently in Tamaki Makaurau, going to be talking about his new track, 9-0. Good morning, Lucian. How are we doing?
Good morning, man. I'm good. How are you?
Nice. I'm pretty chill, man. The sun's out. Makes me feel happy, which is good. The sun looks relatively out in Tamaki as well.
Yeah, spring has sprung, or whatever they say, right?
That is whatever they say, yes. Very correct. Although technically, my brother is a bit of a plant nerd and a season nerd, and he told me that spring doesn't even start until the 23rd.
That is completely true, and I know that because I get a bit frustrated by the fact that we always just put it on the first, which makes sense because it's the easiest way to look at it, but it's not technically until then. And then daylight savings isn't even until the 28th, 29th as well. But I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it regardless.
Do you know the whole yarn about the town of Teano switching their time zone from the rest of the country?
I don't think I do.
Oh, it's just I don't know. And I think it happened over COVID because they got no tourists. So to save money, they switched time zones. I can't remember the exact reason why, but it's something to that measure.
Just stopped doing daylight savings or something?
Yeah, they did.
I think daylight savings is a bit redundant these days. Because, I mean, of all the countries, we definitely need it the most because it benefits the farmers, which I understand. Mm. But it's I think California, only a year or two ago, just got rid of daylight savings. And I'm I forget you can just do that. You're we don't have to do it.
Yeah, it's social construct, as they say.
It's true.
Yeah. We're here to talk about your track 9-0. Which, the track name reminds me of how people say the number 90 in French. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, it's kind of the reason the song's called that.
Oh, really?
Not so much, not so much the French, exactly, but the same meaning, the same thing. It was a 90s vibe was what I was going for. I was lazy with the title, so... called it 9-0, but I also there's a phase of it being called NZ, and then we kept calling it New Zealand track for ages, me and Tom who I worked on it with, because 9-0 NZ, and then New Zealand. This is kind of where we ended up leaving it, so we call it New Zealand a lot as well.
Oh, crack up. Just because I don't know, 9-0 just reminds me of how in French they say 90, which is 80 and then 10. They don't say 90 is its own thing. It's 80 plus 10.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know why that reminded me of 9-0. But yeah, it did.
That's kind of way cooler.
you could always rename it. It could go through a third phase.
That's true. It's true. Yeah, 80 plus 10 would be a way cooler name.
The track's been sitting in the vault for, I think it was 4 years, I read, with the original track being a demo called Lookalike. Did you make that original track during lockdown?
Nah, earlier, to be honest. Oh. So... It's like this. The song's had such a weird life. It's I technically made it last year. It's the version that I feel is the version now was made last year. But yeah, the original demo is called Lookalike, which is I have a second SoundCloud and it's been up on there since, and it's just called has 2 minutes of shoegaze. And the original demo is completely different, but. It wasn't until a couple years later I was just let me go through the archives and see what there is, and then I was I'll remake this one, and then it ended up being pretty different, but then I ended up getting to where I am now with 9-0.
So it's definitely had a bit of a fantastic life. What about the original song Lookalike were you what about the foundations of that song were you oh, I can build on that?
It was really thrashy, and at the time I made it four, five, 6 years ago, I wasn't really leaning into my thrashy side, which I've always had, but I was it was definitely a time where I was suppressing a thrashy sound in my music because I wanted to go for a cleaner, I had a real imposter syndrome thing where I was I can make pop music, I can prove that I can make pop music, so I was definitely fixating on cleanliness then, but I had to get it out at some point. And then looking back, I was oh shit, it really was trying to, I was really trying to do what I'm trying to do now then.
Mm-hmm. Most, I read somewhere that with this project, you were taking quite a lot of time because you just wanted the songs to occur to you naturally. Are most of the tracks on the new EP right now, Forever, things that you've had or been sitting on for quite a while?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, I wrote one of them this year, which is the title track. But that's the only thing that's like kind of new. And that was again, like what, like 9 months ago now. I did that over summer. And yeah, everything else, like some of them go back, like again, like Lookalike, or like, sorry, 9-0, like 4, 5, 6 years ago. But most of them are sort of like that weird phase, like post-pandemic, where like life is normal, but we're all sort of dealing with like a post-pandemic life without really talking about it. And so I think during that phase is when I sort of got most of these songs. And I was going through some life things then too, which just kind of impacted the themes of the songs.
If you, say, have an ear for a certain sound at a certain time, say like 2 years ago you're really into like, I don't know, shoegaze or whatever, and then fast forward 2 years and you still work on the EP and you're into like a different kind of ambient psychedelic music, how do you touch things up to make sure that they're thematically consistent?
That's such a good question. That's something that I've just learned to... Yeah, it's something I've just sort of learned to trust. And because I think, like, the EP in general, like, the full project of it, like, I kind of move around genre-wise quite a lot. But I just... And I used to get really impostery about that. But I sort of just trust now, like, you know, I've been doing like music for like, you know, like over 10 years now, and I'm still really young, but it's like I've just been able to, you know, been doing it for so long, so like in terms of my music career, it feels like I've been here a long time. But it's mostly just the, yeah, trusting that it just sounds like me all the time, and like that in itself is gonna make it be cohesive. And understanding, like, in terms of not getting, like, tired of a song or, like, you know, a song sounding old, is just trusting that songwriting is good enough the whole time. Because the production can sound outdated, but, like, a good song should be undeniable. And so just striving for that and hoping for that, sort of what has kept my head screwed on with it, at least.
Nice. I think definitely, out of most of the musicians I talk to, it seems like intuition and kind of gut feeling is a really prominent force in their creativity.
For sure. And like it's a weird balance of like you gotta let go of like old songs and old feelings, but you also gotta get it out. So it's just trying to find that balance. And it's like the themes I talk about on the songs, like, still mean something to me, but the meaning's just always changing. So I think I still love them for that.
In a previous interview, you said that you struggle to write music at a I don't know, because you need to live quite a lot, saying that you could live 30 different experiences in 1 week and get one sentence out of it. When you were revisiting old songs to make 9-0, was this a challenge?
Yeah, kind of. It was 9-0 was kind of more of a fluke track. Like I think most people, you know, they that's sort of like everyone's favorite song that they've written. They sort of just randomly come upon, but it wasn't like a eureka moment or anything. It was just like, it was just again looking through all those and being like, oh yeah. But it kind of happened while I was making one of my other songs, which is out, called Spine Back. I just like got a bit, was getting jaded on working on that song, so I just tried to do something else and got that. So yeah,
cool. This is kind of a fun thing. I read in a Milky article that you have an alarm at 9:30 p.m. every day to remind you to listen to music. What have you been jamming this week?
And it's true.
Do you have any rules or regulations about this? Can it be a playlist? Can it be an album? Genres? What's the go with that?
No, it's. I don't like to be strict. I don't believe in like strictness and like creativity and freedom and blah blah blah. But I do like to be reminded to take. It's more like to take a step back from the day, because I'm way better at it now, but I used to really suck at like just actively listening to music, which I really enjoy doing, and I just find that like it's just to do that instead of like watching like a YouTube video or something. But at the moment, I've been listening to, I just like, I'm such an emo fanatic, so I've been listening to so much emo. Let me just, because I'm on my computer, I can pull up my Spotify.
Nice.
Yeah, lots of this band Curve, like 90s, early 90s dream pop shoegaze British band. The Dashboard Confessional first album, The Swiss Army Romance, has been on absolute repeat. And then, yeah, Strictly Ballroom, just all emo or gay Z cuts, to be honest.
Nice. Any Slow Dive in there?
No. I do like Slow Dive. They're not my favorite, though.
Fair enough.
I'm like a real big like hyper focus person, so like if I like a band, I love a band, and yeah. I know too much about them.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've listened to all the Slow Dive stuff, but it's just I haven't had that, you know, that fixation on it.
Yeah, I'm also in that fixation mode. I went from like Tyler the Creator to Travis Scott to LCD Sound System to Marvin Gaye as of most recently. I've been really rocking Marvin Gaye for some reason.
I mean, that's one of the goats right there, man.
It is. He's so good. But anyway, we don't have a whole lot of time left, so I'm just going to ask you this. Back in April, you didn't reveal any concert dates that you had planned. Can you reveal anything now? Because the EP's coming out in October the 7th, pretty soon. You got anything planned?
Yeah, reveal isn't the word. I think the easiest way to explain it is that we're trying to work it out. We're doing our summer schedule at the moment, but I don't know what that is yet. So I've got no idea what I'm planning. But the plan is at least we want to do like a bunch of New Zealand shows and a bunch of Australian shows, and it'll mostly be like support slots and stuff. And yeah, but I want to do a lot of as many shows as I can, but they got to be. I gotta be ready for it, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that when the time comes, you are ready as you'll ever be. It was lovely chatting with you, Lucian. Have a great day.
You're good. Thanks, man. You too.
Thank you very much. All right, folks. That was Lucian Rice talking about the new track 90, which you can find all over the internet. We're going to play it for you right now. They're going to hear some messages, and then we're going to play some more songs. This is Radio 1. We do have another yarn coming up at 10:15. We have Matthew Prender from Odessa on their new track, Ancient Ruins. Very, very fun. Lucian Rice, 90, right now, on the one. Take care.
You can find more of them at r1.co.nz.